NASA engineers at the center of a much-discussed email exchange regarding the Space Shuttle Columbia spoke out today for the first time. They told reporters that their seemingly prescient comments had been read by the right people and were given the weight they deserved. Some of these emails had laid out disaster scenarios similar to the fatal accident on February 1st. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The email exchanges occurred during Columbia's flight, as engineers set out to judge whether debris that hit the shuttle during liftoff could have done serious damage. The messages have been prominently discussed in news reports over the past few weeks. NASA tire expert Bob Dougherty, who started the exchange, has been quiet about them until today. Investigators told him he could speak out, so he laid out his view of the facts in a telephone press conference.
I was asked a question from a longtime friend and colleague about whether we had ever simulated a landing with two flat tires. After some thinking, I believed that that was the wrong question. The thing that might get you in that predicament would manifest itself long before you got to the runway.
Dougherty said so in his emailed reply. He wrote about how overheating severe enough to blow out tires could do catastrophic damage to the shuttle as it re-entered the atmosphere. The email exchange also weighed the pluses and minuses of various kinds of crash landing scenarios in the event there was serious trouble with the landing gear.
My intention and expectation was to ensure, as part of the larger team, that unusual events that might occur during the landing phase had been pre-thought out in this, albeit unusual, situation where there was some amount of unknown damage. And those expectations were absolutely met by the guys at Mission Operations.
Dougherty said this was the first time he'd ever been called on to offer technical advice during the course of a shuttle mission. His emails did express some frustrations at the time. He was anxious to run a computer simulation at the Ames Research Center in California to check out various flat tire landing scenarios. When engineers there didn't immediately stop their routine work to honor his request, he wrote that NASA seemed to be treating information requests like the plague.
So even though I was frustrated, I absolutely understood that you can't just jump in the middle of things.
He and his principal contact in Houston were also disappointed to learn that NASA wasn't working aggressively to get a telescope pointed at the shuttle to look for signs of damage.
He and I agreed that a good engineering practice from our standpoint would be put your eyes on the problem. I mean, every engineer would think that.
Other NASA engineers did think that. They asked the military to point a telescope at the shuttle, but others at NASA withdrew that request. Both Dougherty and a more senior scientist at Langley, Mark Short, said they believe their emails were read by people at the appropriate level at NASA, other mid-level engineers, not top managers or the astronauts themselves. But Short said it's worth reconsidering whether there would have been some benefit from sharing the emails more broadly with other mid-level engineers elsewhere in the agency.
It's easy to look in hindsight and think about how things might be done differently, but in fact, I guess we thought that the experts had been engaged and that they were on top of it.
Short added, as he and his colleagues look at things with 2020 hindsight, there are a lot of things they wished were different. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.